Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tax Planning, To and Through Early Retirement, by Cody Garrett is a practical guide for people who want to stop working earlier than traditional retirement age without accidentally triggering avoidable taxes, penalties, or healthcare cost surprises. The book focuses on the unusual window early retirees face, years of lower earned income, flexible withdrawal choices, and the opportunity to intentionally shape taxable income. Rather than treating taxes as a once-a-year chore, it frames tax strategy as a long-range planning tool that can improve portfolio longevity and keep more of your returns. Readers are introduced to key concepts that often matter more in early retirement than in later life, such as managing tax brackets, coordinating pre-tax and Roth accounts, creating cash flow before Social Security and Medicare, and navigating subsidies and marginal rate cliffs. The tone is action-oriented, emphasizing decision frameworks and planning sequences that help early retirees move from generic rules of thumb to a coordinated plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a retirement tax map before you quit. A core theme in early retirement planning is that timing drives taxes as much as account size. The book emphasizes constructing a forward-looking tax map that forecasts income sources, spending needs, and likely tax brackets across distinct phases, the final working years, the gap years before traditional retirement age, and later life when required withdrawals and government benefits may raise taxable income. This kind of map helps readers see where they have flexibility and where they do not. For example, leaving work may reduce wages, but not necessarily taxes, if investment income, capital gains, and large conversions pile onto the same year. Planning in advance also supports smoother cash management. Identifying which accounts can fund spending, which accounts should be preserved for later, and which should be intentionally drawn down first to avoid future bracket compression. The approach encourages thinking in ranges rather than exact predictions, so readers can create guardrails that work even if markets, inflation, or family plans change. The aim is to avoid reactive decisions and instead build a sequence of moves that aligns withdrawals, conversions, and deductions with the lines withdrawals, conversions, and deductions with the lowest tax management. Secondly, controlling taxable income with account sequencing and withdrawals. Early retirees often have multiple account types, such as taxable brokerage accounts, pre-tax retirement accounts, and Roth accounts, each with different tax rules. The book highlights how withdrawal sequencing can reduce lifetime taxes, not just taxes this year. A common mistake is drawing from the most convenient account without considering how today's choice changes future required withdrawals or affects eligibility for credits and subsidies. The discussion centers on managing ordinary income versus capital gains, using taxable accounts strategically, and preserving tax-advantaged growth where it matters most. It also underscores that the best sequence is not universal. Someone living mainly on brokerage assets may want to harvest gains in a controlled way, while someone with large pre-tax balances may prioritize gradual distributions or conversions to avoid a future spike. Readers are guided to monitor marginal tax rates, including hidden marginal rates created by phase-outs and benefit calculations, and to use them as a decision compass. The underlying idea is to treat each withdrawal as a lever. It funds spending while simultaneously shaping future tax exposure, healthcare costs, and flexibility in later retirement years. Thirdly, Roth conversions and the early retirement opportunity window. The book places special emphasis on Roth conversion planning because early retirement can create a rare period of intentionally low taxable income. Without wages, many households can choose how much ordinary income to recognize, making it possible to convert portions of pre-tax accounts to Roth accounts at favorable rates. The explanation focuses on turning conversions into a multi-year strategy rather than a one-time event. That means choosing conversion amounts based on tax brackets, deductions, and the interaction with other income like dividends, interest, and realized capital gains. It also addresses practical constraints early retirees must respect, such as cash needed to pay conversion taxes, the impact on income-based programs, and the importance of maintaining liquidity for spending. Readers learn why conversion planning is less about chasing the lowest bracket in a single year and more about reducing future tax concentration when required withdrawals begin. By spreading conversions across multiple years, early retirees may smooth taxes, increase the share of assets in tax-free accounts, and gain more control over taxable income later. The overall framework encourages balancing today's tax bill against the long-run benefits of flexibility, especially when large pre-tax balances could otherwise push households into higher brackets in their 70s. Fourthly, healthcare and subsidy cliffs as a tax planning factor. Healthcare is one of the most complex pieces of early retirement, and the book treats it as a key driver of tax decisions rather than an isolated expense. For retirees relying on marketplace coverage before Medicare, income-based premium assistance can make the effective marginal tax rate much higher than the stated tax bracket. Small increases in taxable income can reduce subsidies, creating cliffs or steep phase-outs that function like extra tax. The book's approach is to integrate healthcare planning into the same income management system used for withdrawals and conversions. That includes estimating a target range for modified adjusted gross income, stress testing what happens if income exceeds the range, and planning how to raise cash without inadvertently inflating taxable income. Readers are encouraged to understand what types of income count, how capital gains and conversions may affect eligibility, and how to keep flexibility by maintaining multiple funding sources. Even for those not using subsidies, healthcare costs can influence how much risk is acceptable and how much cash buffer is needed. The payoff of this integrated view is fewer surprises and a plan that respects both taxes and real-world insurance pricing dynamics. Lastly, coordinating later life taxes, required withdrawals, and benefits. A long-term tax plan must anticipate the moment flexibility shrinks. The book discusses later retirement dynamics that can push taxable income higher, especially required minimum distributions from pre-tax accounts and the taxation of government benefits. Even readers focused on early retirement are reminded that choices made in their 40s or 50s can determine whether their 70s are tax efficient or tax constrained. The topic explores how concentrated pre-tax balances can create bracket compression later, where required withdrawals force income into higher brackets regardless of spending needs. It also highlights how benefit timing decisions and portfolio income can interact with tax rates, potentially increasing the share of income exposed to taxation. The planning message is to use the earlier years to reduce future pressure, whether by gradually shifting assets into Roth accounts, managing the size of pre-tax accounts, or keeping taxable income more controllable. This is presented as a coordination problem, not a single tactic. Readers are urged to model multiple scenarios and to measure success by lifetime outcomes, after-tax spending power, flexibility to handle one-time expenses, and the ability to choose where and how to live without tax consequences dictating every decision. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people pursuing financial independence, early retirees in their first decade without wages, and near retirees who want to design the cleanest possible transition from work income to portfolio income. It is also valuable for high savers with large pre-tax balances who suspect that required withdrawals later could create a tax spike. The main benefit is practical clarity. It encourages readers to treat taxes, withdrawals, Roth conversions, and healthcare affordability as a single connected system. That mindset can improve day-to-day decision-making, reduce avoidable tax drag, and extend the useful life of a portfolio by keeping more money invested instead of paid out in unnecessary taxes or lost subsidies. Compared with similar retirement books that focus mainly on investment returns or generic withdrawal rates, this one stands out by emphasizing the early retirement gap years and the planning levers unique to that period. It helps readers move beyond one-size-fits-all rules toward a personalized sequence of actions. For buyers, the value is in preventing costly missteps and giving a repeatable framework to evaluate tax moves year after year. If you would like to support Cody Garrett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.